Welcome back to Freight Waves Radio with Grace Sharkey.
Welcome back, Freight Friends, to Freight Waves Drive Time. I am Grace Sharkey, and what a beautiful Monday it is, talking about clearly the updates in the market today. And who better to ask than people with the actual wheels on the road? That's why we have friends of the channel, Rail Transport. Tim Norland is joining us. He's the vice president of Rail. Tim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you on. You know, you've been a sponsor of the show a couple times, and I'm like, finally, let's get these guys on and learn more about their business, what you're doing over there. I know it's crazy too, Tim. I was stalking you on LinkedIn, as I always love to do, the new guests I bring on. And you just have an incredible background in your hands in so many really great organizations. Could you introduce yourself a little to the audience and let them know more about yourself and what brought you to Rail, what Rail's about as a company as well?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I have been in trucking since high school, believe it or not. I started by loading trucks and really enjoyed it, enjoyed talking to the drivers, and decided to pursue a career in transportation. I got my degree in logistics management and went to work on the LTL truckload side for a little while, and then jumped into truckload and have been in truckload since, the early 90s. Now I'm really aging myself, but I've worked for a few powerhouse carriers out there. And about 5 years ago, the opportunity to come and help the Rail family at Rail Transport jumped onto my radar screen. So I made the move over here, just celebrated my 5-year anniversary with the company.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's such an incredible, because you guys have just, as a company too, I think, hit 60 years, and it's crazy to see that deep background, not just in yourself, but in Rail as a whole. What type of services does Rail help support? Is it all reefer or all types of trailer types? Is there anything particular that you are the best at, you would say?
Well, you know, Everett Rail started the company 60 years ago with one truck, and today we are what we call multifaceted. We have dry van, refrigerated, flatbed, curtain side, heavy haul, so we kind of cover it all. We still have some dump trucks that run. You know, that's really how we got our start, hauling lumber and dump trucks, but nice. We still have a small fleet of those. So the nice thing about being multifaceted is we can move with the economy. As the economy shifts, you know, different segments, peak and valley at different times. We're 2,700+ teammates now, so we've really had nice growth, 7 terminals across the country. You know, it's been exciting to watch. I've been here 5 years, but the growth over these 60 years has really been phenomenal.
Definitely. And with that growth, you know, I'm glad that you brought up the fact that you have a diversified business in order to make sure you're getting through any lulls within the industry. I mean, that we see that all the time. What do you think right now are some of the biggest threats towards drivers and trucking in general today?
You know, really, this potential economic downturn that we're watching. I know the economists are saying they don't believe we could have a recession, but there's definitely been a shift. We can see it in the freight markets. Change in people's spending habits. You know, unfortunately, with energy prices and food prices as high as they are, that's where people's money is going. So the discretionary spending that we saw during the pandemic, a lot of things for home improvement and just things, people weren't spending money on travel, they were spending money mm-hmm. on material goods. That's kind of shifting. You know, we're seeing some real retailers that are getting some high inventory levels. They're a little bit concerned about that. So we're watching that closely. The nice thing is, because we're diversified, we can shift quickly depending on which way the market goes.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best point. You know, we've had a number of business consultants on over the last week, and it's what we've really been preaching, especially small and owner operators, small fleets as well, that, you know, this is the time you really want to make sure you have a nice diversified portfolio, because you never know exactly how some of these shippers have set themselves up. For instance, you know, if you're moving for a lot of these retailers right now who have so much inventory stocked up that they definitely aren't accepting any shipments anytime soon, if anything, slashing and getting stuff out the front doors, that's going to be a big problem. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. I think it's something everyone out there should just really consider and realize. If you're a logistics provider listening too, like, you want the same thing for your own book. You want to make sure you're working with different types of customers. So great leadership over there in that area. And one thing I wanted to touch on, which is kind of interesting, especially when you say that you started driving in high school, you actually are part of a group, the next generation of trucking, I believe. And I'm interested from your perspective, when it comes to the next generation in trucking, what roles should the industry start being prepared to fill? And where does the 18 to 20 year old drivers start to fit in when being accepted by the industry and the government standards as well?
Yeah, thanks for that question. You know, we hear a lot about 18 year olds and people have their opinions about that. But, you know, there's been a reduced focus on skilled trades in our high schools. You know, it was all about, oh, you got to go on to college, you got to get a college degree, you got to do this or that. What it does is it saddles people thousands and thousands of dollars in debt. And, you know, bringing trucking into the high school and presenting trucking as a career, a viable career opportunity is very, very important. And that's what the Next Gen in Trucking is trying to do. I sit on the board for the Next Gen Foundation that's going to be providing some funding for these programs. We're fortunate. We just had our first 18-year-old from a high school student close nice. By here, just went through our CDL training program, and that's what he chose to do. He didn't want to go awesome. Into a post-secondary education. He wanted to get out of high school and start a career. So he just got his CDL. He's out with one of our trainers right now. He's going to be working intrastate, so he won't be leaving the state of Wisconsin. You know, that's so fantastic to see. So we worked with that high school's technical education department, and I would encourage, you know, the listeners, you know, if you want to promote trucking as a career opportunity, get in front of your tech ed teachers at your local high schools, and Next Gen can certainly help you do that. Unfortunately, the 18-year-old interstate program has been approved. The framework has been approved, but it has not started yet. So we've seen a lot interest in folks that want to be truck drivers, want to run in interstate commerce, but you know, we're still waiting for that to get off the ground. There are a lot of 18-year-old truck drivers out there already, 18 to 20, that are for, you know, in intrastate commerce, and we would encourage more of that.
You know, it's interesting too, because I was just checking out all the cool pictures from this past weekend's Shell Rotella Super Rigs show. And it's also an incredible hobby, right? It's not just about being a truck driver. Like, I think sometimes, you know, in special media, certain media sites and shows, right? Something like Saturday Night Live shows trucking in kind of this negative light. But, you know, you get to see some of these like really cool trucks and the amount of time that people invest into their careers in trucking, and it's honestly super cool. And that's why I'm here today, and I'm glad that, you know, you clearly fell in love with the industry with the amount of time that you've been in it as well. And, you know, for someone like myself, it's not it's for especially a lot of women, it's an industry that we stumble upon, and it's not really presented to us as frequently. What has Rail done, or what can the industry do to begin to recruit more women into the industry? And how have you seen that a female employment change in your lifetime as well?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, there weren't many female truck drivers when I got into the truckload side of the business back in the 90s. You know, if there were female drivers, they typically were a team driver with their husband, but a very, very low percentage of them. And I think a big part of that was the fact that you're out 3 to 4 weeks at a time, and you got 3 or 4 days at home, and that didn't necessarily work. If, you know, we're a 50-50 population, with half of the workforce being female, we need to get more female drivers into the industry. I think the transformation, the changes that the industry has made over the last several years with more final mile, more home daily type driving jobs, even regional driving jobs where maybe they're out 5 days at a time, work better and are more attractive to female drivers. I know we've seen our female driver population grow over the last several years, and be that our numbers are above the national average for female drivers. And, we want to encourage that. I always tell people, being a female in the trucking industry, you don't have to worry about that wage disparity. Our drivers are paid by the mile or by the hour based on their previous experience. It doesn't matter, whether their race, their gender, anything. It's simply on their driving skills.
Definitely. And I'm glad that you guys are witnessing that too. And I think that, through exposure and a lot of the stuff that Freightways is doing, and I mean, even this channel in general, we're able to reach such a wide audience and hopefully bringing more of those females along. We're going to head into a quick break here. Yeah, we're going to head into a quick break here, Tim. When we come back, I want to dive into a lot of the issues that we're seeing in the industry today. And of course, touch on that 6 years of safety and service that you guys just celebrated. If anyone listening wants to ask Tim a question or is interested in opportunities at Rail Transport, feel free to call in as well to 8888 Road Dog or 888-876-2336.